Heavenly Father, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day. You give us good health that we can come and pray before we do many activity. We want to hear your word. Please speak something to us in this morning, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Good morning. Today, I want to share about happiness. We believe that everybody search for some happiness in their life. P-Sam always asks me, are you happy? Yes, I am happy. But if we talk again, what is happiness for you? Then we have different answer for this question. For example, when I prepared this message, I see some philosopher, they talk about different meaning of happiness. Aristotle, he said that happiness is an activity of the soul in accordance with virtue. Too deep, I don't understand. Yeah. And then Samuel Jensen, he said happiness consists in the multiplicity of agreeable consciousness. Same, too deep. Yeah. Others say, Augustine, Church of Father, very well known, he said that happy is he who has all that he desires, provided that he desires nothing amiss. Yeah. But someone said that happiness, yeah, you can say that you are happy. Happy is to eliminate your desire completely. That's mean if you don't have any desires, that is a happiness. Yeah. If we continue this conversation, I believe we have different statement about happiness. Of course, this morning I don't want to continue this topic too deep. But what I understand about happiness, happiness like a bowl of salad. Yeah, a bowl of salad. Now I try to enjoy salad because people say salad is healthy food. We cannot say that one vegetable is salad. Salad is contains some vegetable. Some vegetable put together become a salad. So if I say happiness is a salad, so if you want to get happiness, then you need to have some vegetable, some component that make vegetable become a salad. So this morning I want to share what is the component of happiness so we can get the real happiness in our life. Let's open Psalm chapter 126. Psalm 126. When the Lord broke back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them. Verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. Those who sow in the tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forward weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his safe with him. We can see from this psalm three components about happiness. First of all, happiness, when we talk about happiness, we talk about freedom. So happiness is freedom. If you get freedom, then you can feel happy. Verse 1 to 3 talk about when the Lord broke back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. We were like those who dream. Dream is something that we cannot take it. So some motivators said you need to have high dream. So at least if you cannot get your dream, you can get half of your dream. So dream is something that we wanted. What they want that God help them from the enemy. What kind of enemy that captive the people of God in this era? We can see this background from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 32. 2 Chronicles chapter 2. I'm sorry, 2 Chronicles chapter 32. And also 2 Kings chapter 18 to 19. And Isaiah 36 to 37. This talk about the city of God was attacked by Assyrian. And then the soldier of Assyrian is very, very strong. They cannot do anything, but God helped them to release them from the enemy. That's why they said, when the Lord bring back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Those like who dream. They cannot do anything. They just pray to God and God helped them. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Brother and sister, if we try to imagine this first, then we can see that all the people are happy. Why are they happy? Because they got freedom from God. Of course, today we talk about freedom, two kinds. One, freedom that means talk about freedom of one country. Second, we talk freedom that means freedom or release from the sin. Many people live in modern country. They can do anything, but they are not happy. Why? Because something still bondage themselves. They still do sin. Jesus says someone do sin is under slave. That's why they cannot have happiness in their life. If you want to have happy, then you need to get freedom. When we talk about freedom, then we need to read Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Jesus Christ has made us free. Free from what? Free from sin. Amen, brothers and sisters? Yeah. You can feel it. If you do nothing wrong in front of God, then you feel very free in your life. But if you do something bad, you don't have this kind of feeling. When you come for worship, you feel, oh, yeah, I mean, but what I'm doing last night, oh. Or you say, I love you to your wife, but in other side, you see your mobile phone, let's have dinner tonight. And you say to your wife, I'm sorry, tomorrow night I cannot have dinner in home because I have dinner meeting with whom? And, oh, you don't need to know, just meeting for our business like that. But beside that, something wrong. Are you happy? Of course, people cannot happy because God put something in our heart. If you commit sin, then you lose your freedom. People of Zion, they are happy because they release from bondage. That's number one. Number two, happiness is fullness. Chapter 4, I'm sorry, verse 4. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. In my Bible, the word south use another word. We call Negev. Negev. Negev is a place, a desert. So no water in that place. No water in that place. And then when enemy attack this city, they cut the source of water so that this city very, very dry. Very, very dry. After God helped them to release from the enemy, so the source of water can come again to this place. That's why they are happy. So second point, when we talk about happiness, we talk about something fullness in our life. Something fullness. Of course, in our life, we can feel true dryness. First of all, physical dryness. When we were fasting, we try not to eat or not to drink. Some of our sisters, they just eat and drink once a time a day. So they feel very dry. Their lips are so dry, and then they cannot walk too fast because they don't have many water in their body. After that, when time to break the fast come, the first of all, they just drink a cup of water, and they feel, oh, thanks God, this is what I want, a cup of water. So a cup of water fill their body. This talk about physical of dryness. A second point, we talk about spiritual dryness. When Jesus talked to Samaritan woman, in me, there's a water, living water. Of course, people today, they are not dry because of water. Hong Kong, 24 hour, you take a bath, a lot of water. Sometimes we throw away clean water. If you want to drink, you have drinking water, you have sparkling water, anything you have. But people still search for happiness. Why? Because they don't feel fullness in their life. And Jesus tell us, if you want to have fullness, come to me. I have living water. So, talk about happiness, we talk about something fullness. Fullness of what? Fullness of spirit. When the spirit come upon to you, you can rejoice. You can dance. You can shout to the Lord. Even you have many, many problems, it doesn't matter. Because why? Because spirit come upon you. This is a happiness. The third point, what is happiness? Verse 5 to 6, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continuously goes forward weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his seed with him. So the third point, happiness is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness start with tear, finish with joy. So after God helped them to kick out the enemy, then water come. After water come, they can start to plant something. Of course, the first harvest is very difficult. But after a few months waiting, then they get the result. This result make them happy. That's why Warren Wiersbe, he said that happiness it is fruitfulness. Very easy to remember. 3F. First, happiness is freedom. Second, happiness is fullness. And the third, happiness is fruitfulness. Okay, this is happiness. If you agree, then you need to catch this component and then makes your life happy. And I'm so happy because when I read this verse, I remember John chapter 15. Let's open John chapter 15. we read chapter, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot be fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And then verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Thanks God, we get the secret of happiness. Abide in Christ. Stay together. When you stay together in Christ, then you get freedom, you get fullness, and you get fruitfulness. My Old Testament professor, she always said that Christian people must say, aha. Let's say together, aha. What is aha? A is for amen, amen. Ha for hallelujah. So she said, aha, aha. In Bahasa Indonesia, amin, amin, or amin, amin, and hallelujah. No, who. Who mean cry. So if you say, meet someone, you need to say, aha, what is aha? Amin, hallelujah. That's Christian people. That's why I always say that Christian people no need go for message their face, because they always smile. Smile make you younger. Why? When you smile, you stretch your face, so look round. If you sad, you pull down your cheek and your, what I say, I don't know, then make longer. But when you're happy, so round face. Like, you see, our brother Heitz, he has round face. Even now, he has problem. I don't know, you get job or not. But he's still happy. Why? Because he bought himself in Christ. Amen, Heitz? Amen. Aha. You can get aha if you bide your life in Christ. So in Christ, we get freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness. Let us bow our head and then we see our position in Christ. If we stay close with Him, then we get these three F in our life.
Let's continue to spend some more time in the Lord. You know, as we draw deeper in Him, that we draw the strength, we experience that 3F: the freedom, the fruitfulness, the fullness. Let's just spend some more time just soaking in the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to give thanks to you for this morning, God, that you give us so much, just so much joy that we couldn't have experienced in you, God. I just ask that, you know, your presence be with us the whole time, you know, throughout, soaking us throughout this morning, this afternoon, this evening, Lord. Help us to connect with you, to be abiding in you. Because apart from you, we can do nothing. And without you, we can't go anywhere. Holy Spirit, just invite you to just pour out your Spirit over us now. let's turn to today's community prayer. Let's continue to lift up those who are still in suffering from, you know, cancer and going through chemo, looking for transplant. Just keep contending for their recovery. So let's continue to pray for content for those that who are suffering various illness, but most important of all, they have not yet experienced the joy and the salvation of Christ. Let's you know, pray and content for them. Members and who are suffering illness, let's press in for them. For those brothers and sisters who are looking for employment during this season of time, let's pray that, you know, during this time, they will experience God's providence and provisions during this time, and pray for favor in terms of the interviews that they're going into. Today, prayer focus for missions. We pray for Cambodia this morning. Our missionary Grace and Ashley are serving in Broom, and Pastor Bob O, and also Pastor Tian. Just keep continuing to lift up like these churches and ministry that's in Cambodia. Let's lift up the board. Pastors Sam, Lisa, Haish, Jamie, Tom, and Kiwan and Brian, and also myself as a secretary. The board actually make, you know, the decisions, and they need direct download from God, and just pray for, you know, their walk and an anointing being poured over them to lead and guide this church into the way that God has given us for SP. Continue to pray for the men's and women's ministry. Sandro and Bonnie, who are the head of the ministry. Let's also continue to pray for the vision God given us that for new building and potential, you know, donors will, you know, advance us into the vision that God give us. The Hellshire gathering tonight is Causeway Bay, Island, Sha Tin, Kennedy, Robertson Rest, Happy Valley. Just continue to pray for the Hellshire leaders in terms of their leaderships and also a wonderful fellowship time tonight as well. Dear Lord, I just want to give thanks to you once again, God, that your arm is outstretching, welcoming us into your kingdom. You invite us to work in partnership with you. You invite us to your throne to have fellowship with you. And these are so precious, God. And as you reminded us through this morning message about being abiding in you, being connected with you, and I just lift up my brothers and sisters here this morning, God, and including myself too, God, that we remain connect with you, God, throughout, you know, this Christian walk, throughout the day, God. And your Spirit will be continuing to be working in us, God, so that we are able to experience that joy, that happiness that you have promised us, God, to have that freedom, that fullness, and that fruitfulness that can only be found in you, God. Thank you, God. We love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. So, brothers and sisters, have a good day. Just continue to soak in the presence of God and connect with God. Have a good day.